Today on 60 Second Psych, ultra-processed foods raise depression risk.
In 2004, Morgan Spurlock decided to see what would happen when he ate a typical McDonald's meal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Over the next 30 days, we watched as he gained 24 pounds and developed high cholesterol, fatty liver, and signs of depression in the now classic documentary Super Size Me. Morgan was just one man, but this month the first systematic meta-analysis of epidemiologic studies of ultra-processed foods has come out, and we have a clearer picture of what poor dietary habits do to 300,000 people. The meta-analysis included 23 studies, about half of which were cross-sectional, and the other half prospective cohort studies that followed people over time, from 3.5 years to 19 years. Here's what they found. A diet high in ultra-processed foods was associated with an 80 to 100% increase in obesity, high cholesterol, and metabolic syndrome, all things we have to watch for in patients, particularly those on antipsychotics. An ultra-processed diet was also associated with a 20 to 30% increase in vascular disease, overall mortality, and depression. The main limitation of these findings is that they are based on uncontrolled studies. Although most of them attempted to control for potential co-founders, such as other unhealthy behaviors that tend to go along with unhealthy diets. So, what makes ultra-processed or highly processed foods so harmful? One reason is their content. They tend to contain a lot more added sugars, harmful fats, and they're low in fiber and high in energy density. Then there's the byproducts. Some of the heating and packaging techniques create byproducts that can damage the vascular system. They also cause inflammation by disrupting the gut microbiome. Finally, ultra-processed foods are slow to alert the satiety center, so people end up eating a lot more calories than they would from natural foods. Processed just means that the food was changed in some way from its natural source. So technically, cheese, bread, and canned tomatoes are all processed. But those are lightly processed foods. Highly processed foods are the ones we're worried about here, and it's important to know how to identify them because a large part of the Mediterranean-style diet for depression involves cutting back on ultra-processed foods, ideally to fewer than 3 servings a week. We reviewed that diet in our May 2019 issue, where we interviewed the principal investigator of the first study to test it out, Felice Jacka. Since then, 2 other randomized controlled trials have confirmed her finding. The most reliable way to classify ultra-processed foods is through the NOVA system, and we'll pick up there in our next issue of 60 Second Psych.